Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 749, A Legend Returns, recorded live on August 27th, 2020. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are DJless, and wow, right off the bat, we have a new subscriber. We've got, or actually, resubscribe? It says subscribe, so I'm guessing resubscribe. Rage More Nerd for 3 months at Tier 1. Thank you, Rage More Nerd.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for hopping on over. And we are DJless tonight, unfortunately. Because apparently he took Craig and Chuck out to go paddleboarding on a lake, and neither of them know how to swim. So now DJ is swimming them back to shore. Don't ask me why he agreed to do that in the first place without ensuring that they knew how to swim or had floaties, but yeah.
Yes, you must take the, uninitiated must have floaties.
Yeah, you think that they would have covered that before they went out, but we'll get an update on that next week when DJ's back. And
yeah, I'm sure he'll have all kinds of things to discuss that about.
Yep. So we were not here last week because my computer decided to blue screen. And
Dust fixed his computer.
I did fix my computer.
With a sledgehammer. Oh.
I wanted to. There are a few times I considered it.
And then he put it back together.
So, still have no idea what happened. I did have a month and a half old backup, which is... I would have liked to have my last month's backup actually run successfully, which it didn't. And after doing a bit of research, not a lot of people trust the Windows built-in backup system, so... Now I'm doubly backing up my PC using the Windows backup and a third-party tool. And I'm doing that weekly instead of monthly.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. And I'm doing that for both PCs now. I was just doing it for my desktop, my gaming PC, but now I'm doing it for both desktops now. So, yeah. Pins, I am actually making a good effort to back up my stuff. I had a backup schedule running to be monthly. It just, for some reason, last month it didn't run successfully, but at least I had a backup.
Yeah, I basically just back up all my programs and just resign myself to having to reinstall everything.
I like to do a clean install every couple of years at least.
Mm-hmm.
Just to clean out the crap that Windows just slowly accumulates over time.
Well, that, and you got the programs that you install, don't like, and uninstall, so there's all that garbage they leave behind.
But this was not one of those times where I wanted to clean install. I still had stuff that I hadn't properly backed up and hadn't unactivated my licenses for Adobe Creative Suite and a couple other pieces of software, so it's like, yeah, I don't want to lose all these licenses. So at least the backup had it. There were a couple things that I had to reinstall, and then it took me... a good 6 hours of updates. Didn't know I had 6 hours of updating Windows and programs from a month and a half old backup, but that's what it was.
It's amazing how much that adds, how quickly that stuff adds up.
Yeah. And it's no wonder why whenever you do a fresh install, it usually takes 2 days to get it back up to where it was originally running before you decided to wipe your computer.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I do a fresh install of Windows, the first thing I do is download the latest copy, burn it to a USB drive, install it, and then I will spend the next 3 hours getting all the updates that they don't have in their latest download.
Yep.
And I some stuff. I do wish that Windows would update their download more often.
Well, they're not going to, I don't think they do all the updates after kind of the base OS release. That's something that they really haven't ever done. That's like the service packs. So like the 1904 and 2004,
From what I'm able to under, from what I've gathered so far, it looks like they run the actual image that your the software downloads usually runs between 1 and 3 months behind.
Well, and the Windows 10 installer actually has the option now to actually look online for updates while you're installing to at least grab, it, I don't think it grabs all of them, but at least grab some of them.
It does grab
before it finishes the install. So it's better than nothing.
Yeah, well, you're still stuck there for 2.5 hours downloading updates.
Yeah, because then you got to install
it's usually Office. the ones it downloads are the little ones. It's like, really?
Yep. All your updated drivers, offices, office suites, all your applications, like web browsers and media players, coding tools, if you have those, games.
The funny thing is the download copies of the office suites are usually more up to date than Windows is.
I don't think there's as many updates to the office suites as there is for Windows.
Well, yeah, there's not as many, but usually when I have to install the Office updates, I only have to install, you know, maybe one batch.
That's not how it used to be. That is not how it used to be.
Well, it used to be you didn't have a download for them.
I mean, all the stuff that you get through Windows Update, you'd have to download it. So going all the way back to, like, Office 2010.
See, I have digital licenses for my Office suite.
Well, now, yeah.
Now, yeah, when I was pulling it off a disk, yeah, shit, it was worse than Windows.
But you're also looking at applications versus an OS, so...
Right.
This has been your Tech Tip Corner for the podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
Dust broke his stuff and now it's fixed.
I had two things break on me last week. I had my router first blow up. And it was disconnecting every, like, 1 to 3 minutes. All the wireless connections would drop. That's my cue to move on. All right, let's jump into our community update, starting with a recap of our Fraggin' Friday last week, which I did not attend because my computer was on fire. Not literally, but figuratively. GT, what happened last week?
We played video games.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Oh, wait a minute. Actually, we jumped into the Master Strategic Collection. We had a lot of fun. We spent most of the night in Big Team. Towards the end of the night, we did play a few customs. But for the majority of the night, we hung around in Big Team. Had a lot of fun. It still favors Halo 3 too much.
Well, that's what everyone's playing, unfortunately. So I don't think that's necessarily a game favoring versus...
But we did get a good... We actually got a better mix Friday
that's
than
good.
Normal. It seems to... it would move in blocks. Like, you get 2 or 3 games in Halo 3 or 4 or 5, and then it would, like, move into Halo 2 or Halo 2A, and then it'd throw some CE in there, so.
Okay. Very nice. And then on the Achieving Halo from 2 weeks ago, because last week I was still recovering with my PC woes on Sunday. but 2 weeks ago, we worked on the legendary under 3 hours on Halo Reach, and we got that. So that was a nice achievement to get. Yeah. And I'm whittling down the MCC achievements to basically be some of those last Halo 2 anniversary or multiplayer achievements, and then Lazo. There's 9 freaking achievements for Lazo-related stuff.
Mm-hmm.
9.
Plus whatever they release with... Oh, no. They're probably not going to release anymore now.
Yeah.
I don't know. They might.
But the campaign is already in the Xbox version of Master Chief. There's no other game they're going to have to...
I mean, you know, firefight-related achievements. They may.
Oh, yeah. Know. No, they'll add more achievements, yeah. But no more Lazo achievements, thankfully.
No, they'll just put Endure in there, I'm sure.
I honestly would not mind that.
I would.
I mean, I thought it was an appropriate achievement. I thought it was one of those, like,
I'm not complaining. For what the reward was, I don't have a problem with it. But if they're going to make me do that, I'd better get something.
Oh, there'd be a nameplate attached to it, for sure.
No, I need something more than a nameplate. A nameplate's not going to cut it for that one.
Armor, or... I guess a new character skin.
I'm thinking for cash.
You'd probably get at least a season point off of it if it's a challenge. They probably make that a seasonal challenge, and you could probably get, heck, that'd be probably worth 5 season points for that achievement.
50, geez.
An Xbox Series X for getting it.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be a lot of Xbox Series X's for how many people actually went and got that achievement.
No, but, you know, I would think that, you know, something for Infinite. Something that they don't put, something special for Infinite that's not given away anywhere else.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
For achievements like that, I would do it for.
I'd do it just because I'm trying to get all the achievements. Not to mention
I'd have to kill 3 hours. Yeah, I know. I still want freaking 152, but I don't think that's going to happen.
2.5. I mean, it's more possible now that there's a delay.
True.
And we just need to play with Dragonite and have him do the glitch with the Warzone boosts. For those that didn't join us on our last episode, there's a nice little, it's not a glitch, it's kind of an exploit, which 343 has kind of looked at and be like, eh, it's there. Have at it. But Dragonite found an exploit where you can have the lobby leader start a Warzone search, and while it's in phase one of searching, you have everyone go into their rec menu, the leader backs out, hops into an arena match, and like he recommends just doing the 4v4 Super Fiesta because that's the quickest way to churn out games. But once you start searching that game, then everyone else selects their boosts, and you can access your Warzone boost that way. And the Warzone Legendary XP boost put out at least 11,200 minimum per game.
That's about the lowest I've ever gotten out of a Warzone boost playing Warzone.
Yep. So
there's been a couple of times I got like 20,000.
Off of a boost or just total?
Total.
Yeah. So yeah, give that a try if you so choose. Over on the website post, we have a new Forger Friday, a very familiar face, Duquesne23. But if you wanted to learn more about his thought process behind how he forges, how he got into Forge, then Writing Spartan has a nice little interview that he did with Duquesne over on our website. So you can head on over to podtegler.com and check out that article. Huge thanks to Duquesne for letting Jordan interview him. And thanks to Jordan for writing up that interview. Over on our company commendations, we're still churning away at quite a few of these. A little more possible that we'll get to finishing more of them before Infinite drops. To get that Achilles
on. A little bit.
Just a little bit more. Maybe. But we're still working on the top two, or I guess kind of top three that we have, is Splattering an Enemy Lawnmower. We have 165 of those to get. We have Killing an Enemy Spartan with a Standard Weapon. We have just over 30,000 of those to get. And then Killing an Enemy Spartan with a Headshot, we are just under 25,000 there. The next one is actually pretty close behind that too. It's Earn a Cluster Luck, Last Shot, Sayonara, or Fastball Medal. And we only need another 530 or 26 of those.
Get to throwing those grenades.
Yeah. And then the last two, Killing Marines and Shoulder Bash. Shoulder Bash is easy to get in SWAT. Yeah. It'd be funny if there were just like playlists that they came out with. It's like, yeah, here you go. Here's company commendations playlist for you. Just have like Punch Out Arena for getting shoulder bashes on like Truth or something. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, the only way you can score a point is to get a Spartan charge kill. Oh, that would be so freaking annoying.
Yeah. I don't even think the game can do that right now, which is a good thing. If you want to help out our endeavor in trying to get the Achilles helmet before Infinite drops, then you can head on over to podtackler.com/company, request to enlist, and then one of the lieutenants over there will get you over to help us out. Over in our Tales from the Foxhole segment, we have nothing new here. I think we do have a clip shot. This is from Austin Weebrink. I think he had one from a previous week, too. I can't remember exactly, but this is over in our Discord server. Clip shots is just a place for people to post little video clips or screenshots that they get in-game. So Austin Weebrink manages to, and this is on Last Resort on Halo 3, grabs a grav lift and basically does a 360 Spartan laser kill on someone at Camp Froman.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good clip. And there's another clip from Fridays a couple weeks ago. Would you like to give us a little background on this specific clip?
I would recommend that people go watch it because it's hilarious. We were playing Crop Hunt, and I was hiding. For those of you that don't know what Crop Hunt is, it is a game mode where it's basically hide and seek. All the infected players are invisible. You get on invisible mongooses that are fused with different props, crates, tires, lamps, trees. I happened to get in one that was a crate. I backed up against the wall next to another crate, and two other players came over and were punching my mongoose. Neither one of them figured out that I was there. One of them even shot me with a railgun, but they missed by like just a little bit and didn't kill me. And I happened to live through the round. It was freaking hilarious.
It was insane to watch. And it almost looked like that railgun shot hit the corner of the crate, so it didn't actually hit the mongoose.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah. So, it's a fun clip to watch. The sounds of them meleeing stuff was just added to it too.
Yep. It was quite the adventure.
Yes, it was. A good adventure though. A really good adventure.
Uh-huh.
So, yep, go check those out on our Discord server if you haven't already.
And for those of you that are here on Twitch, it's in our clips.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I did drop the link to that for those in chat as well. Hey, Confal. Welcome, welcome. On the matchmaking updates for Halo 5, we've got an updated calendar from this week's community update. What we got coming up for...
Yay, updates!
Yay! What we got coming up?
All right. For this weekend, starting as of August 27th, we have Castle Wars in for H2 BR Slayer.
Yes, that's a community favorite.
Uh-huh. Gotta get them splatters. No Spartan charges, but splatters. We have Warzone Turbo goes live.
Turbo time! And no, the last 2 months I have not played Turbo.
Some fan, isn't he?
The Halo mole's kind of taking up a lot of my time.
I know the feeling. Let's see, starting in September, on September 3rd, the fall 2020 arena 2020. Season begins. 2020. My tummy hurts!
2020.
We have the fall 2020 season begins. Triple Team rotates in for Castle Wars. Also, Warzone Firefight Consolidation. That's on September 3rd. On September 10th, you have Core Play rotates in for Triple Team. And Warzone Assault goes live. For September 17th, we get Forerunner Slayer rotating in for Core Play. And on September 24th, H3 Classic Throwback rotates in for Forerunner Slayer, and Warzone Turbo goes live.
Another Turbo time!
Not.
So for those, I just want to clarify, the Warzone Consolidation, that is where they are going to consolidate the Heroic and Legendary Warzone Firefight into just Heroic Firefight, but you're going to get the Legendary payout. for it. Mm-hmm. That's to help the population with the Warzone playlist. Nothing else is changing. There'll still be the Mythic Warzone that is for your full party of 12.
Eight.
No, not Firefight. No, Warzone Warlords. Mythic. Sorry. Warzone Warlords. Sorry.
Warzone Warlords, yes.
Yeah. That's staying there for your full team of 12, and then there's normal Warzone still going to be there, and then there'll just be Heroic Warzone.
Firefight.
Firefight, and then there'll be the Mythic Firefight as well. So, those are the changes coming for Warzone, in case people were unfamiliar.
In case somebody's been sleeping on the updates.
Well, it's been a while since we've actually talked about it, and since 343
Yes, it has been. It has been quite the while.
What's going on in MCC?
It's a game. We have Fiesta rotating into the featured category for social 4v4 and 8-person FFA.
Fiesta! Oh,
sorry. Social 4v4 and in 8-player FFA. Rotating out is 2v2v2v2 Rocket Race. I know I could have just said Rocket Race, but hey, I wanted to say the 2v2v2v2v2?
Yeah, I missed out on that. That was a lot of fun back in
the... Does it have a hammer?
Rocket Race is a lot of fun in Halo 3 and Halo 2 Anniversary. So.
I've always enjoyed it. I've always had a lot of fun in that game type. Matter of fact, back in Reach, one of my favorite clips, and unfortunately, I think it got lost, is I was playing with some friends, and we actually got stuck in the map.
Where?
Playing Rocket Race. It was on Forge World. We were playing I can't think of what the name of the map was. Hemorrhage? Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah, the Blood Gulch.
The Blood Gulch section. Rematch. Well, yeah. Well, you know where the cliff is.
Yep.
The sniper cliff. Well, we were right about in front of it, between that cliff and where the blueberry launcher spawns in normal games. And we got hit, and our Warthog glitched through the map, and we were stuck.
Oh, no. Wait, you're in Warthogs instead of Mongooses?
Yeah, well, it was Rocket Race. Well, sorry, Rocket Hog Race.
Oh, okay.
But Rocket Race had a hog is a lot of fun, too. Yeah, in Halo Reach, they had a Rocket Hog Race.
Okay.
Yeah, me and a couple of friends, we were just goofing around, and we got stuck.
That's funny.
The funny thing is, they couldn't kill us.
But you couldn't score.
No, we couldn't score. We could still shoot them. But they pounded on us and they couldn't kill us. We had three hogs shooting us at one time.
You know what would have been funny? If you got stuck in the hill location and then whenever the hill would move to you, you just automatically scored and then it would go on the next hill. And if you won that way, that would have been hilarious.
But yeah, it was just one of those weird things. The Warthog flipped and glitched through the floor or the ground geometry. Boundary and just got stuck. Yeah.
It does that from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. A little side note, I did actually go into Forge last week while my computer was running updates. And with the new Forge options in Halo 3, I went into Team Bubble Bath and actually made it to where all the boxes and crates would actually stay fixed. So we haven't updated.
Why'd you do that?
So people wouldn't get outside the map.
Like, that's going to stop them. You still have Halo 3 spawn.
So I did add more spawn points.
Well, that's good.
That was one problem. But yeah. Hopefully version 1.1 is a lot better. So we'll have to try that out at some point.
Can still crash Xboxes. Oh.
Yeah. Although it might not be... It'll still be bad because it's Kneelers, but it might not be as bad with all the moving boxes and because it's not interpreting geometry or physics for those anymore. So at least those will be still.
The fun was the
seeing
frame
the
rate on
explode.
Bubble Bath.
Oh, I'm sure the frame rate will still be horrendous.
Although I have to admit, the last time that we played it on my... I didn't have that much problem on my Scorpio. It handled Bubble Bath okay.
Yeah, the Xbox... Even the stock Xbox One handles that a whole lot better than the 360 ever could.
Oh yeah, with the recent updates, well actually even not so recent updates to Halo 3 on MCC, the original Xbox handled Bubble Bath a lot better than it used to. Because I remember when MCC first launched with its bugs, it was almost worse on the Xbox One than it was on 360.
Yep. And fun little addition I made is now there's a line of needlers right down the middle. So if you run out of needler ammo, you can just go pick up.
You should have just sprinkled them around the map. I mean,
I don't.
Oh, better yet, make a pile in the middle.
And watch them just fly everywhere. I contemplated on whether or not to add stickies.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's chaotic enough. Stickies. Yeah.
No stickies. We don't need stickies. We don't need no stinking stickies.
Hey, Liquid Phantom. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Liquid.
So, yep. We'll have a opportunity to do that, hopefully, within our next MCC Frag and Friday. We'll see what happens. On the MCC development and flighting update, the Halo 3 flight did receive a patch over this last week, so the flight actually got extended a week. I have not had a chance to touch that at all, because
unfortunately, I haven't either.
Last week was computer issues. But Halo 3 ODST, this is some of the bug fixes that they have from the patch that they sent out this weekend. On Halo 3 ODST, grenades thrown by clients do not travel as far in firefight. When users are playing with the centered crosshair option, their crosshairs and zoomed reticle appear more oblong when compared to lowered or legacy. Both for armor and UI, the emblem on the armor is chosen randomly in firefight. And improved an issue that caused ragdolls to bounce during ODST firefight sessions.
Well, that would just be fun.
In Halo 3, Season 3 weapon skins and visor colors for Halo 3 revert to their default upon death. And Season 3 weapon skins for Halo 3 revert to default weapon skins while in active camouflage. Interesting. Issues resolved in the UI. Improved transitions between models in the UI that caused some T-posing.
The heck is T-posing? Is that like teabagging?
No. So
strike a pose.
Well, it's basically a pose. So it's whenever you are editing a model normally in a modeler or a 3D engine, your stock pose is a T-pose. Whoops.
Yeah.
So the arms of the model are out, and you're standing straight up, and that's called T-pose.
Hey, Dust, your arm is going to hit something if you stick it over there.
It already did. Thank you. I thought my peripheral vision was good enough.
Remember that your reach is as wide as you are tall.
I thought my peripheral vision was good enough to know that I would not hit the monitor, but it
probably I missed. Not, since I missed. You hit the monitor.
Yes.
You didn't miss. That's the problem.
I missed my window of what I was going for. Anyways. So those are part of the updates that came with the flight. If you had not had a chance, like me, try to hit the flight up. If you are a part of the flight, then you will have the schedule to actually do some of the matchmaking firefight, which that's kind of the biggest thing I'm interested in I guess two things. That and the crossplay. Both of those are the things I'm interested in.
Yes, I would like to try the crossplay.
Over on Waypoint, we have a new community update, which actually released yesterday instead of today. So that was nice. Thanks, Uni.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. A lot of the stuff that is in there we've already talked about in some form or fashion. As far as the multiplayer is going to be free to play, even if it's been delayed, there's spotlights for the now three composers now for Halo Infinite. Mm-hmm. So they showcased their third one last week? Yeah, yep. Last week, Joel Korolitz. I probably butchered that.
I'm not going to say that I could do any better.
So there you go. That's my best attempt at that name. There's a little bit in here talking about the whole rumor stuff. So there was a rumor out there that they'd be dropping support for Xbox One. False. That the game would be releasing 2022? False. So again,
in other words, if you haven't heard it come out of a 343 employee's mouth or on one of their approved websites and or social posts, it ain't true.
Yes. Yeah. Do not trust anything that does not come from 343, Microsoft, or Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Official sources.
Yes. Yes. With that said, Halo Infinite now has a couple of Halo veterans joining the fold. We've got Pierre Hintze, I think that's how you say his name, who is the head of the publishing team for MCC and will be joining the Halo Infinite team as the project lead for the free-to-play experience. And then Halo fans rejoice. Joe Staten's coming back. Oh, yeah. Joe's back, baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming on board as the project lead for campaign for Halo Infinite.
I'm happy to see him come in, and I'll enjoy the twists that he can put into the campaign. I've always liked the things that he's done with the previous Halos. I really enjoyed the way he tells stories. So I'm looking forward to his input on the campaign.
Yeah, same. Just to clarify, because this has been another one of those rumors going around social media, no, he is not completely rewriting the campaign. At this point in development, the campaign narratives are already there. So this is probably...
Yeah, the story's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, from the
E3 gameplay demo, that seemed to be the one thing that was like, yeah, this story seems rock solid.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he does more than just the story. He looks at the entire experience for a campaign. So like, this isn't people are saying like is they're having to bail 343 out because they're behind or whatnot. That's not the case here. So this is Joe is coming into the campaign team, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves. At this point in development, he's most likely coming in to help polish the campaign, to help with how players experience certain parts of it. So there's probably a lot of the nuance and the game mechanics or how you experience things, but the overall story and the overall visual style of the campaign is probably already set in stone or has very little room for change. At this point,
like I said, I was talking to Dust a little bit about this before we started recording. I'm sure he will have some input on how certain interactions between you, the player, and the AI and some of the NPCs go down.
Mm-hmm.
And what the tone of that interaction is. Because at this point, I've got to imagine that most if not all of the dialogue has been recorded or is
most likely, yes.
Yeah, most likely being recorded. And they're basically working on getting the scenes and the voice recordings all put together.
Most likely. So, yeah. Like the script is one of the things for a project like this to be locked in place earlier on in the development cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Like the story for Infinite has probably been set with maybe like very minor updates for probably at this point, at least a year and a half.
Oh yeah.
And to pull a line straight from the update, this is what Unishek wrote up, that Joe will be focusing on supporting the campaign's team, existing talented creative leaders, and ensuring they have everything they need to create an awesome Halo game. So again, right. Kind of just reiterating the fact that Joe is coming in to help take what's currently there and just kind of get it to the finish line.
You know, what totally floored me, and this seems like this happened like last year or 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. He's been there since 2014 with Xbox Game Studios.
Yes.
I was like, no, that didn't. That happened in 2018. He hadn't been there that long. I kid you not. I seriously thought it hadn't been that long.
Well, he worked on ReCore.
Well, I know that. And it just time just flies. Yeah, there's a game you don't hear about anymore.
Time Crisis? Recore, yeah.
I own it, and I've played some of it, but after the last time I reformatted my computer, I never bothered to reinstall it. No, I mean, it's a good time waster game, but unfortunately, I haven't had a lot of time to waste lately.
I've never played it. Fuchs in the chat says he loved Recore. I know Green Skull enjoyed Recore.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard like an overwhelming positive on Recore, but from people that I know have played it, they've said they've at least enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's an enjoyable game. It's got a pretty decent story to it. Yeah, I enjoyed playing it, but like it's a category of game that I've never done a lot with. There's a lot of foraging and crafting in the game.
Okay.
So it's not something that I normally do. So like I said, you know, when I say it's a good time waster game, it is. Because you spend a lot of time foraging for different elements and taking them back to base and putting them in your crafting table to make upgrades for your robots. Like I said, I think I've only unlocked like maybe the second or third area. I haven't put a lot of time in it, but the time I have put in it, it's fun.
Cool. Yep. And he just helped launch Tell Me Why. And I think that one game of the show from Gamescom, I saw something on Twitter that it won an award at some convention just today. So,
well, that would be Gamescom because that's what's going on.
I thought it was Gamescom. I didn't look at it that closely to be doubly sure. Mm-hmm. So anyways, Joe's back in Halo. For Halo veterans who know Joe's work from pretty much every Halo game.
Yeah.
What else do we have in here? The MCC Pro Series is still going on for Halo 3. This week, they'll be having the Open Tournament number 2 taking place. SWAT Nation has a tournament coming up on the 5th, which is Wednesday of next week. This is their 3v3 throwdown tournament featuring only the Halo 5 Magnum. That's kind of different.
Interesting.
And then 2 weeks later, on the 19th, they have their Challenger Series returning with the Headshot Harvest. It's a 2v2 SWAT tournament. And we've also got some Halo gear that they've announced. There's a set of masks that MetaThreads has developed, or has come out with a lot of gaming masks supporting the Xbox brand. Halo is one of them. I did buy one. It hasn't gotten here yet, but I did buy one. I think they're $10 a piece if you want to get a mask and show off Halo at the same venture. It's a little weird because it's like the visor of the helmet, but it's on your mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's vague enough.
I think they would do the bottom of the helmet, not the visor. I mean,
yeah. But I mean, to have the Halo logo on there, maybe.
Now, if it had the splash shield on it, there you go.
There you go. So there is the Halo cloth face mask that you can get from MetaThreads. There's a short link for it, aka.ms/Halo mask. And there's also some Halo Infinite pins out now.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the Halo Infinite Sphere pin. That came out a little while ago, but now there is a Master Chief helmet pin, which is kind of in the design from some of the E3 ones that we've seen over the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar in design there. And then we've got a community spotlight from last week, which we are holding off on until DJ can be back on the show so we can get DJ's picks in with that. So we're not doing that this week. Steve Downs is also back on the charitable contribution route. He's participating with Stand Up to Cancer. This is a charity organization, obviously, for cancer. You can head on over to su2c.org.uk/gameon to find out more. And then the art piece at the bottom of this is a high resolution of Rookie in the blue ODST kind of promo image, but it doesn't have all the logos on it. So it's a clean mm-hmm. slate image. It's a nice one.
It is now in my wallpaper rotation.
There you go. If I didn't have the animated loop of Halo Infinite on my wallpaper engine, then I would throw this in that folder. But it's still a good piece to download regardless.
Wait a minute. Which one are you using for your wallpaper?
The animated loop.
Ah. Okay. Cool.
Yep. Yep. So that's it for the community update that we have, at least all the new stuff that we haven't talked about. On the social posts, we have a couple of things over on the Halo Twitter. Apparently, Elgato hooked up quite a few of the folks at the studio with Elgato gear for them working from home. I know Uni showed off some of the stuff that he got, and he's been streaming with it. He got a new desk as well. It's a very, very unusually clean desk, although he said that his old desk
was... I'm sure he'll fix that.
Yeah. That's exactly what he said. We've got a few today in Halos. We've got a Fan Fiction Friday and a couple other things, too, since it's been a while since we've actually looked at some of this stuff. Today in Halo, for August 14th, 2552, Noble Team initiates Operation Uppercut by infiltrating the besieged Saber launch facility on Farkas Beach on the planet Reach. The 22nd of August, 2510, Edward Buck, one of the most renowned and orbital dropshock troopers in the Covenant War, is born on Draco 3, who will go on to join Fireteam Osiris as a Spartan 4. And then the 27th of August, 2520, Carter A259 is born on the colony of Biko. He will go on to become an expert strategist in the Spartan 3 program and the leader of Noble Team. You want to take the Fan Fiction Friday one? Or the Fiction Friday?
This one, the Brute Prowler, is an integral... What the... Huh?
Jural Hanai.
Oh, okay. Sorry, the spell check covered up the J.
You were about to say intergalactic?
I don't know. Like? But anyway, Jural Hanai designed infantry fighting vehicle that was developed or deployed in... the final months of the Covenant War and still see service with the Banished Forces. Hint to Infinite Vehicle?
Ink. Yeah, probably. An article over by Certain Affinity. Certain Affinity mm-hmm. reveals their ongoing partnership with 343 Industries on Halo Infinite. Which, honestly... for any Halo fan that's been around Halo for a while, this is no surprise. Certain Affinity has been helping Halo, or helping Bungie and 343 produce Halo in various different ways since Halo 2. So Max Hoberman worked on Halo during the Halo 2 days. He's the one that basically invented Xbox Live. If you guys have not listened to our interview that we did with him at Outpost, then make sure you go back and check the archives for that and listen to that interview. But he was on with Bungie during the development of Halo 2 and Halo 3, but he founded Certain Affinity, and they help with a lot of games, actually. So they've helped out with Halo, Gears of War, Call of Duty. They basically come in and help. Like most of the stuff they've done is kind of add-on stuff to a lot of games, so they'll take the tool sets that a lot of studios will come up with for their games, and basically it's like, okay, I need you to make these sets of assets using our tools, or I need you to make these new maps and that kind of stuff. And they're really good about kind of adopting that into their workflow and churning out stuff.
Yeah, so, Certain Affinity has been a mainstay with Halo forever. It is not one bit surprising that they're working on Infinite to me.
Yes.
I would have been surprised if they'd said that Certain Affinity had nothing to do with Halo Infinite.
Right, right. Every Halo game, every FPS mainline Halo game, Certain Affinity has had some role with. So, and a little quote here from Max Hoberman on the article. Halo Infinite has huge long-term ambitions while also giving a respectful nod to the franchise's past. This is an exciting combination. Given our own deep roots and longtime connections to the series, we couldn't be more excited to help 343 realize this vision. So yeah, we here are all excited that Certain Affinity is part of this.
Yes,
and it just makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
For those that wanted to get some of the Xbox wearable swag, other than the face mask, everything is back in stock. So the shirts, hoodies, and caps. The initial stock that got sold out, it's now back in stock. So if you were looking to get a t-shirt and you didn't get a chance to get one, now you can head on over back to the Microsoft store to grab some of that merch.
Yay, merch. Unfortunately, nothing in my size. Again.
I really need to address that.
Come on, guys. I mean, I can't be the only guy that wears something larger than a 3X.
No, I'm sure you're not. Over on the community highlight side of things, we've got an AGL update from PlayGriff Ball. This is kind of in response to Halo 3 now being on PC. So the Halo 3 PC Griff Ball League has already begun. There's a schedule for the season for Halo 3 and a couple of notes and updates to reporting games for those participating. So yeah. Play Griff Ball is back on Halo 3, where it all began.
Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it's come full circle. Very interesting. Over on Forge Hub, we have a new Forge contest. It's called Halo 3 Forge the Fight. So obviously, with all the updates to Halo 3's Forge, a lot of people have been getting back into updating their maps, fixing things up. And there's been some interesting new stuff with the new Forge capabilities that have come out as well.
I have to say about that is 343, we need a content browser for MCC.
Please.
Please.
So the contest is a map building contest. So, but this time they have the added bonus of all the new Forge tools. The map requirements are 4v4 core maps. So core maps is like Slayer, Assault, mm-hmm. Capture the Flag, that kind of stuff. Maps must be set up for at least one of the core game modes, Slayer, CTF, or King of the Hill. Well, there you go. Maps can only be made using MCC Halo 3's Forge. 3 map submissions limit per contestant. And there is no time restriction on building other than the deadline. This also comes with an opportunity to win $1,000 from Forge Hub. And there's some 343. There's some 343 backing behind this too. Yep.
That's quite the prize pool.
Yeah. And that's for first place. It's 2,000 overall. So it's 1,000 for first. And the Forge Hub t-shirt plus a 12-month Xbox Game Pass Ultimate code. Second place will receive $700 and the Forge Hub t-shirt and another year of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. And then third place will receive $300 before Jeb t-shirt and the year of Game Pass Ultimate. I think this is their biggest payout yet for a contest that they've done.
That's quite the payout.
Yeah. Yep. So the submissions have started August 19th, which was about a week ago. The end date is September 19th at 11:59 Pacific Standard Time. So is that noon? I'm going to message them to make sure that they have that up to date. Because if they mean midnight, then that's not saying midnight.
Yeah.
Judging period will be roughly a month and a half. Judges will be Sir Iron Wolf, Bacon Media, and Foge. Guest judges will be Unishek, Nated, and Who's Blaze. All very recognizable names, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's going to be an interesting little contest to see the outcomes for. Really excited about that. Forward Unto Dawn has a new article called Continuity Considerations. So this kind of dives a little bit into the deviations that 343 has taken, starting with Halo 4 and some of the stuff that was stood up in the Bungie days versus what 343 brought into things. So it kind of digs a little bit into the history of that. I haven't read through the whole article, so I can't give an overall picture, but that's kind of what the general gist of that article is. So if you've always wondered why there's some things that don't quite add up or make sense between Bungie's Halo games and what 343 has done with the franchise, this might be a good kind of quick introduction to some of the continuity between different facets of the Halo universe. Not to mention the, what was the thing that they did between Reach and Halo 4? Like those 6 Oni archive pages on Waypoint that they did?
Yeah.
Like when they re-released the books?
Yeah, they're just... 343 is really trying to have continuity between all the Halo media. The books, the games, the short stories, the comics. And when Bungie was managing the Halo universe, they weren't as concerned about that. So... Right. There were things that got into books that were contradicted in the games, or vice versa. Things that were in the games that were contradicted, the books contradicted. So,
yep.
343 is just really trying to develop a much more consistent timeline for us,
which I personally appreciate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it makes
following things a lot easier.
Well, yeah, it makes things following easier, and it makes the overall story more enjoyable because you're not trying to puzzle through something. Like, well, they said it like this over here, but then they say it like this over here. Which one's true?
Right. Yep. So I do appreciate 343 trying to do that as much as possible.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Over on the Haruspis blog... He actually has one that's not quite as long of a read. I don't think I've actually ever read a full Haruspis article, to be perfectly honest.
I've never had that much time to kill.
Fair enough.
And trust me, that's a lot of time to kill.
Yeah. But he goes through some of the rumors and false claims of things. His article is debunking the false leaks about Halo Infinite and 343 Industries.
Pretty easy to debunk. 343 hasn't said it, so it ain't true.
Right?
Sorry.
Well, basically, he goes through, and some of this stuff we've already talked about, so it's stuff that you'll hear already, but things like development woes or certain things being in the game, all of the stuff regarding delays and whatnot. So, and this doesn't account for the stuff that just came out this week either. I think this came out before that, so there's still some things in here that aren't quite in here just yet. But he goes through and basically says, here's the rumor, and here's the debunk of that rumor, whether it's a tweet from a 343 employee, someone posting on Reddit, them coming out with an official statement, all that kind of stuff. So basically doing the research for everyone and saying, nope, here's the sources. Get your facts straight.
True. There are people out there that read into 343 statements what's not there.
Yeah.
There's reading between the lines, and then there's inventing the spaces between the lines.
Mm-hmm. Which there are some people in the community that love doing that. And to those people, I say, if you want to stir up toxicity, that's what you're doing. If you want the Halo franchise to... You're basically the one with the shovel trying to dig Halo's grave. Like, if you really cared about Halo and you wanted it to succeed, you would stop doing that. I'm just saying it straight up.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Don't try to stir up stuff just so you get views on your videos, or you get likes on your tweets, or you get thumbs up on your Reddit posts. Just don't.
Yeah.
You do nothing to help.
Nope.
You know, it does nothing for you. It does nothing for the community.
Nope, it doesn't. Yeah, it certainly doesn't. So that's what we have to say about that. Anyways, this is kind of a summary of some of the stuff that was already out there and that was already debunked, and this was posted a week ago, and obviously there's some more stuff out by then, so I don't know if he'll update this or provide an update later, but I will say for here, we will I know social media is a nasty place to be. So if you want a place where you can filter through all the social media BS and get the clean, straight up facts, we will do that for you here on the podcast.
I will come and get you if you don't.
Yes. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
Nom, 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 nom.
By the way, I will confess I did not watch Aliens yet because of my PC blow up last week. But I still have plans to watch it. I actually took off.
Hence Bob showing up.
Yes, yes. I knew it was from that. I just haven't watched it yet. But I took Labor Day week off. So not next week, but the week after I have off. So I will be watching it during that time.
What's really funny is how interested the dog is in the puppet.
That's funny. Over on the community content side of things, we've got HCS Pro Talk episodes 140 and 141 titled It's Actually Happening, Patching Leaks. Over on the Podcast Evolve side of things, we have Mission Debrief episode 110, Halo Wars 2 Hold the Line, and episodes 111 Under the Dark. Episode 219 of the mainline show titled Infinite the Banished. And then their book club podcast on Halo Contact Harvest. Over on Finish the Fight, there is episode number 38, Initiation. On Sacred Icon Halo, there is episode 44, Little Baby Hubris. And episode 45, Endure, featuring Ian Big Dog Mills. And Halo Outreach Podcast, episode number 46. And I'm not reading the title because it's clickbaity. Sorry, guys. Come up with better titles.
It's not clickbaity, is it?
Yes, it is clickbaity. On the YouTube side of things, we have an interesting one from Hidden Xperia to start with. The lore behind all of the Halo fusion coils. In parentheses, this is not a joke, I promise. Which, watching the video, It kind of seemed like he was pulling from the bottom of the barrel. And on Twitter, he replied to me saying, like, this is my magnum opus video of the channel. It was an interesting watch, to say the least. I there were some things about fusion coils in there that I was not aware of, but like a lot of the lore stuff behind them, for the most part. Other than that, it's just, they're just exploding barrels. They're like, don't look into them that much, I guess.
They're the red barrel. I mean, come on.
He did. And yeah. So there's that one for you to enjoy. Ascend Hyperion has an update to his Destiny raid. He actually goes a little bit more into the actual mechanics of the raid that I was featured in. Yay. And then he has another Forge map that he worked on, Old Mombasa Halo Zombie Survival. So if you all remember the Old Mombasa courtyard, the one that you normally skip if you're a speedrunner like me on Outskirts, that courtyard area where you actually meet the hunters, he remade that courtyard in Halo 5 and turned it into a zombie survival map. It actually looks like a lot of fun. It's an infection custom. And it wouldn't be a Podtacular podcast if we didn't mention some kind of General Heat video. So, I'm going to pick a relatively simpler one. So, people probably know about overloading multiplayer maps, especially maps like Sand Trap, where you can like get a whole bunch of fusion coils, like forge a whole bunch of fusion coils and add trip mines to it, and you can overload it to where the Guardians won't kill you anymore, and all that kind of stuff. Well, he tried to do it in campaign, and the campaign actually treats it a whole lot better. It looks like the game has different priority of like memory cleanup and garbage cleanup in campaign versus what it has in multiplayer, which is interesting. So he tried to overload the campaign, and basically all it really did was either clean up garbage or clean up like inanimate stuff, like just spare grenades lying on the ground or crates or that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But
anything that actually affected the normal play of the game, like vehicles, AI, that kind of stuff, didn't have an effect to that whatsoever. So that was interesting to watch. Shiwei has a video called Sprint is Good for Combat in Halo, which I know can be kind of a divisive topic, but don't discount it just yet. Go give it a watch. He does a pretty good job of explaining of the difference of all the different iterations of Sprint, although he doesn't really touch on Halo 4 at all, but he touches on how Sprint is handled in Halo Reach and how versus how it's done in Halo 5 and the different ways that it contributes to combat. He really takes a technical deep dive into the Sprint mechanic and how it plays with the Halo sandbox. So if you like to harp on Sprint with Sprint not belonging in Halo, I know he but they're still not the same pins. It like there's some nuance, but regardless, reaching
for
they're the similar.
Only real difference, the only real difference between the two is one in Reach, you had to select it and it disabled any other abilities that you had because you only had the one. Mm-hmm. Where in Halo 4, it was always there. You know, you right. always had Sprint in Halo 4. Where in Reach, you only had Sprint when you picked it as your Spartan ability or your armor ability.
Right. Yep. So that is a worthy watch. I definitely recommend mm-hmm. that. And we are going to have him as a guest here on the podcast pretty soon. I just need to nail down a specific day and time for him to be on. And that's going to be our YouTube highlights.
Actually, I have one.
Oh, go for it.
I would recommend, I've been watching this particular gentleman off and on for a while now. He does a lot of stuff like General Heed does, challenges, things like that. The name of the YouTube channel is Rocket Sloth.
Yeah, I do need to add their stuff on here.
Yeah. But he, on the 21st of August, he released a video on solving the last ODST Easter egg.
Yes. Wait, you're talking about the signs?
Yes.
Ergoth glyphs. I should have included that. I watched that video too.
Yeah, all over Mimbasa's streets when you look around with your visor mode on. I don't know how many people have actually noticed this, and I've noticed it, but I never really paid any, that much attention to it. But if you walk around New Mombasa in the streets, you know, the area where you're moving from campaign level to campaign level with your visor mode on, you will see these symbols in areas where there's Huragok. And it's basically a Y, and it'll either be right side up, turn upside down, sideways, but a Y shape.
Up, down, left, or right.
Yeah. And it will either be just a Y shape by itself, or it'll be a Y shape with different pictographs around it. And there's like 9 different pictographs, I think, that appear with the Y shape. And there like are that. Some other ones that appear separately as well. But it has been confirmed that there is still an unknown Easter egg in there. And they think that these different Huragok glyphs have something to do with it. So I would yes. highly recommend that you go take a look at this, and if you have some input, hit them up on their Discord and let them know what you think.
Maybe if Joe is one of those 4 that knew the secret and he's back at Halo.
Oh, yeah. There are a total of 4 people that actually know what the secret is.
That's going to be a tough code to break because Bungie yeah. is really good with their metagame. Really good with their metagame.
Yeah, unfortunately, they were so good with it that they kind of broke their latest game.
Really?
Well, this has been a couple of expansions ago. They actually put a riddle in Destiny that was so hard that it took the community like an extra 2 months to solve it.
Wow.
Past the time. Let's put it this way. The riddle was so hard that they actually unlocked the rewards before or unlocked a forge before the community solved the riddle. The riddle was supposed to unlock the final forge in Destiny back when Black Armory launched, for those of you that follow Destiny. But the riddle was so hard that the community couldn't figure it out. It took them like an extra 2 months to figure it out.
Wow. See, Bungie is hardcore yeah. on their metagame.
One was a little over the top. But it seems like they were getting their practice in on ODST. because that one actually got solved. This one hasn't been yet.
It may never be solved. Who knows?
Well, look how long it took to solve that the very last Easter egg in Halo 3.
Which one was that?
The menu one? The one that was in the Halo ring?
Oh, yep. Is that do we know that that's the last one?
I believe they confirmed that that was the last Easter egg that was in Halo 3 when they found that one.
Okay. Cool.
Of course, they could have been fibbing to us, too.
The last one that they know of and that Bungie doesn't. Joe could come in and say, no, you're actually missing a couple. Moving on down to artwork, there's been quite a few pieces of artwork that we haven't talked about in a while. We're going to try to speed through these as quickly as possible. First couple come from Archangel. I think we've actually talked about a couple of these already. First one is called Fight Hard, Die Well. Some Halo Infinite fan art of Chief taking on the Banished, based on key art from Doom Eternal. And then there's a picture...
Hey, Chuck's in there! Oh.
Yes, he is!
No, Greg. Just Chuck.
Well, unless that's Greg in the front. That Chief's about to dice in half.
I don't think Greg would be throwing Chuck at himself. It's possible. He's
accidentally throwing him past Chief and then...
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. And then there's a second one. And this is the text to it. I'm blanking on the term. Is me. I'm going to try to be a better person. 2020. It's just...
Caption.
Yeah. And, like, he's getting choked by another Spartan and it's press X to basically hold on and survive. That feels about right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can agree with that one.
From Tom Jurassic, we have a lot of things that are Infinite based.
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple really cool ones right after the gameplay demo drop. I'm just going to pull a couple of his latest ones, but... There's one, We Fight Together to Honor the Will of Aatrox. It is a duotone picture, and it's basically, I think it's basically supposed to be Eshrim, but it might be Aatrox, the Aatrox figure, with the, I forget what the small hammer is called, but it's basically that outline on a red background.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because red is banished. There's Die for the Banished, where we have Craig throwing Chuck.
Chuck!
The UNSC lost this war months ago. Your people were broken, scattered, hunted, defeated by me. I wish I could tell you it was difficult, but it wasn't. This is accompanied by a picture of Master Chief kind of in and around a camp area where we see a couple of crates, a tent, mm-hmm. and not sure what else is there. I'm not sure what that thing is on the right. But yep. Moving on down to Vengatuso. We have a couple that are also inspired by Halo Infinite. What do you think, big guy? Want to go save the world one more time? And this is Blue Team in the back of a Pelican. That's one picture, and then the other picture is just Master Chief. Looks like in the back of a Pelican with the doors closed. Has some very interesting lighting to it. Some really cool detail in the Pelican there.
It almost looks like there's a... Yeah, they got an ODST helmet on the ground, or is that a Spartan helmet?
Looks like a scout helmet.
Yeah. Cool.
And a gas can.
Yeah.
Must or a water gas. Can, I guess.
We have a banana.
Yeah. He modeled a banana. This is the text for this one is, so I promised Ezel and Master J 2001 that I would get back into making my own models this summer. Starting is the hardest part, but I went the simple route since it's monkey season in the Halo community. Quick and darn a banana practice. Yeah.
How appropriate.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The next one I want to call out is his Kikuani Station Blender render.
That which looks is just wicked.
Incredible. In-freaking-credible. It almost looks like a picture.
Yeah.
He also made a Intro Ceram Elite model, fully rendered out, which is really cool. And then his latest piece, which has been blowing up our Twitter feed because he likes to tag Podtacular in everything that he posts, which I appreciate, but it blows up my tweet deck, is he's out there somewhere, probably gazing up at the stars like us, looking for hope. Stranded and cut off from Osiris, Olympia Vale leads UNSC Swords of Hingsilius task force striking at the heart of the Banished. Very interesting piece. Very cool piece. Down to Pixel Flare. He made a new Banished intro theme for Covenant Canon. There's a little video of that. It's really, really cool. He did a really good job with that one. And then Pixel Flare also made another one of those kind of generic motion looping backgrounds, and this one is very Covenant themed. Although it's very, I'm not sure how you exactly describe this, but it definitely has the Covenant blue and purple effect with it.
Yeah.
But it's another looping background.
It's almost a kaleidoscope. That's what I was thinking of.
There you go. Yes.
But without the psychedelic colors.
Yes, it's just Covenant colors instead. Just a mix of
the purples, blues, and some, you know, like purple pinks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Code Protocol has a new piece as well. A what-if scenario. The Hierarchs find Requiem and through their mastery of foreigner technology open the Promethean Vault during the war. During the Human Covenant War, what would happen? Would the Didact break the Covenant religion or strengthen it? Would he use the prophets or replace them? That's interesting. And his picture is of Requiem with the opening kind of already open and then High Charity floating right outside.
Mm-hmm.
Ezreal VFX, we've actually talked about this one already, but it's good enough to talk about again.
It's definitely good enough to talk about.
His combat evolved Avery Johnson. And I made a comment on Twitter earlier today that having that top one as a motion graphic with just the smoke moving,
yeah,
would be amazing. Like, and have the ember on the cigar kind of like flicker a little bit, but have everything else just still. That would be incredible.
Now, I honestly wish they'd have done that with Halo 2 Anniversary Johnson. That looks more like Johnson than the guy that Blur did. Don't get me wrong, Blur's awesome. They did a really good job, but that looks more like Avery than what Blur did in my eyes.
I have to do a side-by-side comparison.
Well,
I see what you're saying.
The deal is, the Blur version of Johnson, he's a little bit more plump.
Yeah, okay.
Is probably okay. The easiest way that I could tell, you know, I could describe him.
Sure.
And this one, he's very much more trim, fit is what, you know, in this photo or in this render. So,
anyway. I see what you mean.
My opinion.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Creative differences. Ascend Hyperion has actually started doing kind of threads on his work of arts. So he has two kind of big threads, or three big threads, since we've last talked about his stuff. And then one single piece, which is just a render of a POV that he is doing with Foot of Orion on Twitter. And it's just kind of first-person FOV with an arm with an AR and kind of overlooking a kind of hill landscape with some clouds in the background. And then Rookie425, I couldn't include a lot of his stuff because a lot of his stuff is not safe for work type stuff and not PG family friendly, but there are a couple of pieces that he's done which are safe for all audiences, we'll say it that way. There's one called This Is Fine, which is an ODST overlooking the city of New Mombasa being glassed by a carrier, which looks really cool. Another one called Hood Rats, which is, I think it's supposed to be Marines, maybe on Zeta Halo, or maybe the Ark, but it's basically Marines around a Warthog. And then there's another one called Training Day. This is based off of ODST. And breaking news, Finish the Fight just released episode number 39 of their podcast, which is Halo Escalation Part 1, which makes sense. It follows right after initiation. There you go. Over on the community musings side of things, we've got quite a few Halopedia Trivia Tuesdays and Lore Thursdays. You want to take those, GT?
Sure. Let's see. We have Trivia Tuesday. Did you know that the battle rifle actually appeared in the original release of Halo 3 ODST, but was unusable? It was in the final cutscene of the level NMPD headquarters prior to its inclusion as a usable weapon in ODST Firefight in Halo the Master Chief Collection. Yes, I know that, because once I saw that, I was very disappointed that it wasn't usable.
Because we were ODSTs and not police, but whatever.
For your lore Thursday, the M6C SOCOM, also known as the M65, is a semi-automatic...
M6S.
M6S. Oh, sorry.
Adjusting glasses. There you go.
Reflections. Okay. M6S is a semi-automatic pistol used by the UNSC. It was used extensively by Alpha 9 during the Battle of New Mombasa after they landed in the depths of the city. To learn more, tune in to Halopedia.
Yep. And then the last one.
Then we got one more. Trivia Tuesday. Did you know that somewhere out there... in the Halo 5 Guardians map, Riptide, there lies a Meme Seeks box from Rick and Morty. Can you find it? I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either. And I still don't know what a Meme Seeks box is, but...
I guess we'll need to go find it to find out what it is.
Well, according to one of the Twitter responses, it's in the window near the blue treehouse by Dunes.
I guess one of these days I'll have to go look.
Someone at the studio likes Rick and Morty.
It's by one of the plushies in the glass, Confal says.
There's a plushie on that map? On Riptide? All right, whatever. Podcast Evolved has merch. Some brand new designs, some of which I think might be interesting to some folks here. But I might actually buy some of these. But some of the new designs include vertical text for a couple of different things. So they have an Orbital Drop Shock Trooper one. They have a Spartan 2 one. And they come in different colors and sizes and all that fun stuff. And there's a UNSC one as well. Me. Huh?
And, of course, the website won't load for me now.
Oh, really? It loaded just fine for me.
No, it's probably just my computer.
But, yeah, there's the new ODST Spartan 2 program and UNSC shirts. And they come in various different colors. You can get them in women's tee, men's tee. You can get them in little baby onesies. You can get them in tank tops, hoodies, tote bags. Basically, if you shop Spreadshirt before, you can do that. And hey, guess what, GT? They have up to 5XL.
Yeah, that's what I was going to check.
I figured that's what you were going to check.
But for some reason, my computer says no, you can't look. Yeah.
That's weird. It's not redirecting for you, but...
I can go to any other website, just not that one.
Well, see if you...
Like, I can go to Twitter just fine.
See if you can hit it without the redirect. Maybe that might help.
It's not important right now, but anyway.
Anyway, I did not want to click that.
Oops. Then why did you?
Well, I was trying to click something else, and then, yeah, I did that. Anyways, Ascend Hyperion starts a new ARG? He has a few tweets over on his Twitter kind of hinting at a new ARG-style type of experience that he's been working on. There's a couple of renders and videos, and there's a brand new Twitter account to go along with it. That's at Hannibal Kibuka. That is Hannibal underscore K-I-B-U-K-A. So, yeah.
Let's see where he goes with this one.
Mm-hmm. very curious. So there's that. And then we don't have a topic this week just because I was
just because
still kind of recovering from last week's computer debacle. But Ace did have a Ace Mayhem from last week, which isn't actually so much a mayhem. He asked, folks, no wrong answer, chaos nonsense today. Let's tie into something relevant. What is your favorite custom game, map, and mode? Right answers only. It's not, none of the wrong answers stuff this time around, at least. Unfortunately, we didn't get a lot of answers, but we did get a couple. So Bobby said either Halo on Halo Mongoose Season or Duck Hunt, because I love sniper customs and how those... Halo on Halo, Mongoose Season, or Duck Hunt. Yeah, okay, yeah, I read that. Weird. I love the sniper customs and how those modes update a little each game, or since what the group I'm always does in game night with randoms, because even though Keys always wins, it's crazy fun. Yeah, I get about halfway through randoms and then I duck out afterwards. In case you're wondering, that's usually the game that we go to on Halo 5 after Frag and Friday ends. In case you didn't know. Anyways. So there's that. And then Ace had one other response as well to the tweet. He said it's going to have to be a tie between Go to Lava Pit and Duck Hunt.
No, GT needs to sleep after game night. Because GT has to work Saturdays.
Yeah. Customs is long, too. It's a long game.
That's good. Glad you guys have fun.
Well, some of us have fun. About halfway through, I get frustrated and I rage suicide because they, for some reason, decide to have any suicides be -5. At that point, I protest and just commit suicide over and over again until I get to -100 and then I quit out. Just saying it like it is.
Somebody's throwing a temper tantrum.
-5 is stupid, in my opinion.
Well, you know, usually when you're here, I give you party lead.
No, I know. It's just I don't have a lot of customs saved on my profile, which I know is my fault. I know it's my fault.
You have a computer there. You can look them up and bookmark them.
I know. Anyways, that's going to be for the podcast tonight. Again, we didn't have DJ here. But he should be here next week. We may have a guest on next week. May not. Kind of depends. A lot of stuff's up in the air right now. But we'll let you guys know on social media and over in the Discord. So make sure you head on over to those to check them out. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for all of our socials. And then you can catch our live streams here on Twitch at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time Thursdays for our podcast. We have Game Nights Friday, Fragging Fridays, which happens on Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, hosted by GT. And if you want to participate in the voting of what game we'll be playing, then make sure you head on over to our Discord. And then you can find us on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and that is when I do Achieving Halo, and we're currently going through MCC. Next one we'll be probably trying to go through is the legendary times for Halo 2 and Halo CE.
Fun.
Yeah. You can interact with us on Discord, our Spartan Company, and our Xbox Club. You can also find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google, TuneIn, Stitcher, and anywhere that you can subscribe to podcasts on. If there's a place that we are not, that you normally listen to podcasts, please let us know, and we will try to get that solved right away. Thank you to all of our patrons who support us. We have Confal, we have Frizzled, that are supporting us. So thank you for your ongoing support of the podcast. You can also support the podcast through Twitch subscriptions. So we are partnered on Twitch. So if you want to throw a sub our way, we would be most grateful. And then we have Amazon purchases that you can make by using our affiliate link. And we get a little bit of commission based off any purchase that you make on Amazon. And if you so choose, you can also donate to us directly instead. You can do that through PayPal, going to podtacular.com/donate. There's a little bit of a shorter one this week, trying to catch up on things, so we're all caught up. It'll be nice to be back full swing next week. hopefully no more computer issues coming until then.
No more computer crashes, please.
Yeah. Any final thoughts or words before we wrap it up for the night?
No, looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night for Fraggin' Friday. Be sure to vote.
Yes.
So we can figure out what game we're going to play.
Exactly.
Just a heads up, I will not be doing a PC game night this month. I was tentatively planning one for this weekend, but plans have changed. So keep an eye out on the Twitters, and I will announce the next one.
Cool. Sounds good. And in lieu of DJ not being here giving his final words, I'm just going to remind folks that if you're going to be out on the water, make sure you have life vests or flotation devices for those who might not be able to swim.
Yes. No drownies, please.
That's going to be our show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We will catch you all next week. Until then, keep on fragging them trucks.